What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And again, this is a podcast in my car. You know, I'm not always home. I'm always busy. So I guess I should try to just do podcasts whenever I can and just kind of keep it that way just for you, just to benefit you. So you're getting content right now. So actually, it's funny with this podcast. Because I think I'm gonna make it into a series. I think I want to just do it like that, and I think that give you much more of an opinion on what to choose. And if you don't know what I mean by that, like, you kind of be like, oh, do I want to listen to a podcast that, you know, he's talking in the car, maybe it's noise, blah blah. So you're like, nah. Or, you know, maybe you'd be like, oh, interesting. You know, these are here doing this car, so you kind of see the difference on how they are. So yeah, I think this would be a lot more effective, because I am actually just focused on the podcast for once. Like, when I'm at home, sometimes I'm like, it's good, but sometimes I feel like I should be doing, when I'm at home is the time I should be having guests on, and we know when I'm doing them in the car is when I should be doing them on my own, so that way I'm able to keep kind of the quality of the content, I guess, average is my, you know, of course, I do want to keep it good eventually, but in my opinion, I feel that to get to anything, to start anything, that you definitely have to upload a lot consistently, but as well, you know, you don't have to focus too much on quality, you know, or either or, you know, quantity and quantity. Eventually, you'll need one. So to focus on consistency, to focus on quantity, and then eventually apply quality, because you get to that point to where you're finally able to. And I'm driving and I hit a super, super hard fucking, what is it called? Potholes, and those shits are the worst. I just hit one really bad right now and I'm tripping. I'm like, oh, my car's okay. Does it start to get flat or fucking pop on the freeway? But anyways, going to what this podcast was going to be about. It's actually going to be about podcasts in general. And I'm not sure if any other podcasters kind of have the same situation. But sometimes I just feel it's hard for me to have guests on and, like, with questions, or, you know, kind of get through that with guests. And, you know, I feel like that's something that holds me back a lot, especially when I want to have guests on. Because it's not like I wouldn't say, like, when I have a mom, like, oh, it's kind of getting to that, like, hesitation, or sometimes I overthink it of, like, the questions. Sometimes, like, recently with my recent podcast, I kind of did it a little bit differently. So normally I would kind of keep the conversation going, kind of keep it more generalized, not necessarily ask specific questions as if it's an interview. I try to keep it more as a conversation. But now, in this recent one, I kind of switched it up a bit. I asked kind of just more questions in which, you know, it's kind of more of an interview type, I would say. An interview type podcast. But, you know, I kind of didn't mind doing it how I did it with this one. And I felt it kind of feels more organized, or more stress-free. You know, I'm not stressing about it when I'm on it, because, you know, I'm not really thinking like that how you'd expect, but more of just being, how would I say, enjoying it, I guess. And I did, honestly, I did, but I want to keep seeing how I'm I'm sure a lot of people go through similar situations, but not even with podcasting. It could be just something that you're shy about, something that you're just like, well, you know, you're gonna have to kind of motivate yourself to be able to do it. It's just because it feels like you can't or you don't want to. It's more of, you know you should, but you're not doing it, so you not doing it is making you feel kind of shitty. Sometimes we just personal opinions. It just, that's all it is. Personal opinions, who you think is better. You know, no right or wrong. But in my opinion, I think just Juice WRLD, because he was a great songwriter. You can listen to his lyrics. And he was a, he had great, he had intricate, like an amazing intricate flow pattern. And you can hear it, meaning the words that he used just flew so great with the beat. And it was like the perfect words. Like, when I mean like on the beat they align with one another. The words, the, how, because it's syllables, right? How singing works is kind of, I guess, in a sense with syllables. And when you rhyme words together, you can put, make sure you grab two of the same words with two of the same syllables, and that's how you kind of make rhyming words to happen. It just kind of gets to the expertise point when you start to add different amount of syllables. So if you can add, you know, adding a, you know, a big ass fucking word. I don't know what's a big word. With like five syllables or like four syllables, you know what I mean? Now, I wouldn't say that just because if you know how to do that, you're an expert and you're a rapper. Because rappers go through like a different, you know, I feel like rappers, they go through a lot, and they go through, what's it called? It's kind of different variations of their, of the way they sing, of the way they rap. But yeah, so I think Juice WRLD had that, and he understood how to put that together, and that's why he knew, and he was able to freestyle so great that you can hear it in his freestyle. You're like, wow, the words he would use. Sorry, as ASMR, I think that's what it's called. Sorry, I'll drink my Gatorade. But yes, that's just it. Back to what I was talking about before with podcasts, you know, it's work, and it's work just as anything else. And if you really want it to succeed, and it's taking it serious, and it's going full throttle and taking that ride, making choice after choice, making decisions after decisions. You want to be a CEO, you want to own something real. Like, you have to get real, and then it starts becoming real. Weird thing, because you know I know that I'm gonna be there eventually, and I'm just not sure with the amount of, you know, I wouldn't say time, because I guess I would have to be patient regardless of the time. I shouldn't even think about time, because maybe, you know, I'll get there eventually. Like, you know, let's not look at it. That's something I learned a lot from Gary Vee. Time, man. Going, because life goes super fast. You know, I'm 20 now, and I don't feel 20 sometimes, but I am 20. And 20 is still young. Not, I guess 20 shouldn't even be like, you know, I don't feel 20. Like, if I'm fucking breaking down already. And I guess I do feel great for my age, except right now, because I did get full, and I think I had a bunch of mole in. I think mole has like chocolate in it, if you guys didn't know that. And the mole has chocolate, so.
Message, or I don't know, you were just kind of expecting a message or something because you're bored. You
get that dopamine shot when you get that message. Yeah, that's what happened, I feel. I was like, oh, but that, like, the problem with that is you don't want to get too satisfied with that because you get comfortable and you can't allow that shit. There's so many different things you gotta balance, so, and making the right decisions on. When to say yes, when to say no. That's a big thing, when to say yes, when to say no. I feel I still need to work on that as well. Sometimes I feel I don't know when to say no. I don't know when to put the foot down. And I think that goes for a lot of people as well. Because I know there's many people who, you know, feel insecure sometimes. And you just feel like you don't really want to put your foot down, but you can. So, you know, that's something that I definitely gotta work on with myself, and it's just doing things like that, working on yourself like that, and just kind of admitting to that, I think, is the first step to growth, for sure, you know, and it's real. It's real. And my boy Kevin got me on that. He was just, kind of, really, then, you know, he really inspired me.
This
Okay, you know what? I thought I need to put into my reminders that I start this as a series. I was supposed to put that, but I put something else. Podcast series in car. I just wrote it down right now. Done. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. It's done. Put that reminder on. See, now that I did that, that means I actually put effort into it. It means I actually, you know, doing those kind of small steps will benefit you 100% if you keep doing those kind of small steps with it, wanting to achieve goals. So by me just right now going on my phone and setting that reminder, it means I'm putting in that effort to try to remind myself that, you know, I need to turn this into a series and get that motive and kind of like give myself that push. So if anyone needs, like, wanted, was curious on how you kind of could do that, or like a real life example of how to grow with anything you want to do, it's doing those little things. It's doing those small things, putting reminders and shit like that. So anything else you can think of, then, you know, do it. And whenever you're like, maybe I should kind of write this down, I don't know, maybe I should try and... Fuck, I can't even think, but yes. A lot of cops lately driving around. Crazy days. I guess that's what I felt that way. Driving, it's already getting silly. I think I need to get new tires on my car as well as an axle. Axles, because I also might need an alignment, and I can't get an alignment unless everything underneath is fixed and everything is good to go, and the alignment is going to keep on fucking up my tires.
Yeah.
yes, I do want to end this podcast here, but yes, have the awareness on that. You can definitely go on, I think, on the internet and search up petitions for that, and there's a bunch of them in which you can get rolling. So yes, thank you so much, and until next time.